some sobering figures, if you could share about, I guess you could phrase it, the retreat of young children or kids from the great outdoors into the living room.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, the nature of childhood has really changed, and there's not that much nature left in it. Whereas in previous generations, kids, you know, used to go outdoors. The door would go open after school on the weekends, and kids would play until dinner time. And that's just not happening anymore. The scary statistics you mentioned, you know, the average school-age kid in America is spending almost 8 full hours a day indoors every day, sedentary, in front of electronic screens. So they're playing video games, they're watching TV, they're on their computer, they're text messaging, and they're only spending about 3 minutes outside. And usually that's going from the front door to the car or to the bus stop or something like that. And that's really that trend has happened in the last 20 or so years. At the same time, we're seeing childhood obesity rates skyrocket and childhood diabetes and attention deficit issues. And there's a, you know, body of research out there that shows that kids that go outside and play, particularly unstructured play, are more physically fit. They're less likely to have a lot of those health issues of that sedentary indoor lifestyle. Kids that have attention deficit issues tend to do better. They cope better when they get to go outside and play, again, in an unstructured way. Kids that go outside to play are less likely to be nearsighted. They're less likely to have vitamin D deficiency. They're oftentimes more creative and do better on testing because they have to practice creativity and decision-making skills in a way that they don't get when they're in a structured indoor environment. So the point is that outdoor playtime is really important for our kids' health. For the National Wildlife Federation and the Tennessee Aquarium, we've partnered to help get kids reconnected to nature because we know, in addition to those health benefits of being outdoors, kids that go outside to play grow up into adults that care about nature.
That's a question I wanted to ask you, is that I think despite or in addition to the physical or the emotional detriments of not getting outside, we're missing an opportunity to create the new stewards of the environment, of the natural world. And that's not to say that kids need to grow up to be quote-unquote wacko environmentalists, as some people might term them. But I think it is significant that if you're not educated, if you don't become familiar with the natural world, you can't relate to it anymore.
Absolutely. And you know, we're really kind of robbing the next generation of any chance to really know the natural world. And it really is true that you only protect what you love and you only love what you know. And, you know, kids today, they just don't have an opportunity to go outside and learn, you know, what bird is that that's making that noise, or, you know, the fact that a caterpillar turns into a butterfly is probably beyond the knowledge of so many kids today. You know, I read a statistic once where, you know, the average kid can name 100 corporate logos, but they can't identify one tree in their neighborhood. And that's scary. And, you know, to your point, it's not about indoctrinating kids and turning them into, you know, eco warriors or, you know, crazy environmentalists. You know, it's just about giving them access to their planet and making them familiar with this other species that share this planet with us. And, you know, when 20 or 30 years from now, these kids are in a decision-making position and they're the ones that are going to have to make sure we have clean air and clean water and other species on this planet. You know, we want to make sure that they at least have had an opportunity to get to know those other things and those other aspects of our planet and not just a video screen of an electronic device.
So how do we get here? Are we victims of our own technology? Is that the reason?
Yeah, I think there's a bunch of different things that are going on. Certainly our technology, our entertainment technology has improved and it's very compelling. I mean, if you've ever seen a modern day video game, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, we have so many TV stations now, you know, hundreds of channels for kids to watch. I think at the same time, more and more families are, you know, two-parent working families. And that's just the reality of our situation nowadays, you know, with the economy and everything. And I think that oftentimes parents, we resort a little bit more to electronic babysitters than maybe in the past. I think there's also this other element of parents being afraid of letting their kids outside. It's sort of a fear of, oh, getting stung by bees or getting bitten by mosquitoes or things like that, which I think is a symptom of this, you know, this sort of germophobia that we've developed as a society, which we know is actually bad. You know, the more we try to sanitize our kids, the worse we're kind of making them sicker. I think fear of sort of getting stung or bitten kind of falls into that category. There's also this fear of, you know, predators, you know, and I mean like human predators, you know, sexual predators or kidnappers and things like that. And I think that a lot of parents are just afraid to let their kids outside, despite the fact that those incidences, you know, that doesn't happen any more than it did 20 or 30 years ago. I think it's more to do with the 24-hour news cycle, and we tend to hear about those horrible stories, obviously. I mean, and so parents are just paranoid. They're afraid to let their kids out. And parents themselves are so busy and overscheduled. It's much easier to keep your kids locked indoors, put them in front of the computer or a video game, than it is to make the time in your family's life to get outside. But again, that's what, for both the National Wildlife Federation and the Tennessee Aquarium, you know, we really want to bring this back to American families' lives. It's so important for their health. It's important for the future generation of stewards. And we're trying to make it easy for families to have these experiences.
So the National Wildlife Federation is spearheading a campaign to be out there, or get out there, or
absolutely, that's
get
what
out of the house,
yeah,
or whatever you call
just
it.
Just be out there. That's the name of our campaign. And that's really what it's all about. It's about helping, really empowering parents, and in particular moms, because we know moms are the ones that tend to make the decisions on how their families are spending their time. We're trying to help moms by making it really simple and easy, giving them lots of really fun ideas that they could do with their kids, whether they're craft ideas or game ideas or things that their kids can do on their own in the safety of their own backyard and things like that, trying to hook them up with places where they can go and have a nature experience. We've got a cool feature on our Be Out There website called Nature Find, where you can put in your zip code and it will put out a list of all the different places that you can go to experience nature, whether it's a park or a local nature center or zoo or aquarium for that matter. So, yeah.
I have to think, though, that a lot of parents who have young children now might be victims of the same thing that their children are, in that they're spending time in front of a computer screen on Facebook or playing
right.
computer games or what have you. They're not outside either. So how do you entrust the parents? How do you motivate the parents to get the kids outside? I think that would be the first
yeah.
thing you'd have to target.
You're absolutely right. You know, parents themselves are you know, so indoor focused. As a general sort of trend, Americans are just spending more time indoors. I think as far as reaching parents and getting them to maybe be a little bit more aware of this, I think that's where some of those scary statistics come in, because parents care about the health of their kids first and foremost. And when you look at some of this research out there, again, that tracks the time that kids are spending indoors as a trend and tracks childhood obesity, I mean, it's pretty powerful when you see that. And when parents realize that what they're doing in their mind to maybe keep their kids safe, again, keeping them indoors, is actually hurting them in the big picture, then I think that's making some light bulbs go off. The other thing as far as that goes is that what's good for kids is good for adults too. How many of us feel overstressed by our work week and you know, we sit in front of a computer all day at our desk, and then we come home and we sit in front of the computer all night? Just getting adults to realize that, you know what, a little bit of fresh air is good for you too. Get outside, go on a hike, go on a walk. And I think once we get people to kind of connect those dots and have those little light bulb moments, we'll see more and more people doing that.
The NWF has a political agenda too, of course. They're involved in what's called the No Child Left Inside Act.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that?
What a lot of people don't realize is that even on an institutional level, so say schools, that outdoor time is being restricted. There are many places where kids don't even go outside for recess anymore. And so the whole idea behind the No Child Left Inside Act is trying to sort of capture the importance of this outdoor time in our kids' lives and making it a part of their daily lives in schools and after school programs and so on and so forth. So that's really what it's all about, so that we can make sure that kids are getting this critical component in their lives. I mean, now, you know, the old phrase, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, is something that everybody knows, and you kind of get the sentiment behind it. You know, parents know that their kids need a good night's sleep, and they know that they need good nutrition. The thing that's missing nowadays is this other element of this outdoor, fresh air, playtime, free time for kids to just be kids. And that's just as important as those other things. And things like No Child Left Inside are just trying to get institutions that serve children to build that into, you know, their sort of the daily routine, so that it becomes, again, a part of everyone's lives.
Some people will say, though, it's not a politician's job, it's not the government's job to tell us what we eat or how much we eat or how much exercise we get. So how do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, again, everything in balance, right? And we live in a society where we do have, you know, we have recommendations and we have regulations on a whole variety of different things. And so most people willingly sort of, quote unquote, submit to, and we're fine with that. So, yeah, I mean, I think, again, if you look at the benefits of outdoor time and you look at the negative that's happening as a result of this trend of indoor sedentary kids, it's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, and if parents aren't doing it on their own, and maybe there's a whole variety of reasons for that, one way to address it is to build it into the school day.
What would be an easy first step for a parent who's listening right now thinking, oh, yeah, I've got to get Johnny or Mary outside? What do you bribe them?
Yeah. No, you don't bribe them.
You open the door and push him out and then lock it behind you?
Well, and I don't want to understate this. It is so much easier than you think. You don't have to be a nature expert. You don't have to have a ton of time. You don't have to have a big budget to take your kids out into the wilderness. All of those things are great. But it can be as simple as going on a walk. Maybe you do it just on the weekends. Take an hour out of the day. And again, to your point about people that say it's not the government's job, absolutely. It's our job as adults to set the tone and make the schedules for our kids. And so the kids might gripe. They might whine because you're making them turn off the TV or leave their smartphone inside so they can't text message their friends. But you're right. It's adults' duty, you know, to do what's right by our kids. And so something as simple as just going on an hour-long walk. Take your kids outside. And if you want to do something a little bit more active with them, look at the clouds. Have them play a game to look at the clouds and see what pictures they can see there. Maybe as you're walking through your neighborhood, you're playing a game where it's, well, how many different kind of birds can you hear? Maybe you make it a little scavenger hunt and, you know, you set a list before you go out. We're going to find one leaf and one flower and, you know, a feather. And then you set the kids out looking for that as you're walking around your neighborhood. This isn't hard. You know, anybody can do this. And, you don't have to just live in the country to do this either. There's nature all around us, even in urban areas, too. And you could do the same kinds of things. And so, you know, with the Be Out There campaign with the National Wildlife Federation, we have tons of tips and ideas specifically to help parents that might feel like they don't know what to do or where to begin. You know, you can go on that website and get, you know, thousands literally of simple ideas like that that you can arm yourself with so that you don't have to feel intimidated by the outdoors.
The National Wildlife Federation's Be Out There campaign has enlisted the help of some corporate sponsors. Mm-hmm. And Scotts Miracle-Gro has signed on with you guys. And when that happened recently, there were some who were taken aback by that, given the fact that, you know, Scotts is a leading producer of pesticides and Roundup, mm-hmm. Which, you know, has been linked to harming natural habitats.
Right. Well, you know, the National Wildlife Federation is an organization that oftentimes works in partnership. And when it comes to working with corporations, you know, there's a process that we go through to kind of look at all the pros and the cons. And you know, there are some companies that we maybe, you know, don't see eye to eye with. And in some instances, we might choose to, you know, sort of engage them in an adversarial way. Another conservation strategy, though, is to engage with those partners or those other corporations or entities and work with them to help affect change. And so as far as our partnership with Scotts goes, that, you know, we did go through a lengthy process and looked at all of those pros and cons. And, you know, at the end of the day, they were doing some good things on their own. And the partnership allowed us to have a seat at the table to help move that needle a little bit. You know, as far as shared goals, both the National Wildlife Federation and Scotts had a, you know, kind of a shared vision of getting people outdoors, maybe for different reasons, but through that common ground. The idea was that we could really make a difference and get more kids exposed to nature, get them outdoors, you know, and for the National Wildlife Federation, reaching the millions of people that, you know, maybe are Scotts customers that never would have heard our messages otherwise was a really important thing. And so we, you know, we entered into that partnership and we recently ended the partnership for a whole variety of other reasons. But you know, the National Wildlife Federation, again, is a group that believes in partnership and it's a way that we get our work done. And it's something that, you know, we try to find the common ground and move that needle, whether it's for getting kids connected to nature or conserving wildlife.
For people who want more information on ideas to implement as part of the Be Out There campaign, what's the easiest way to find information?
Easiest way is to go to beoutthere.org or just Google Be Out There or National Wildlife Federation.
David Mizajewski is a naturalist with the National Wildlife Federation. David, thanks.
You're welcome.